Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and the Depot Furniture Gallery are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to the Depot Furniture Gallery located inside Prattville Pickers. The Depot Furniture Gallery has the best selection of rustic furniture in the River Region. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and the Depot Furniture Gallery.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
And now, a star is born. On February 19th, 1963, the world welcomed little baby seal. No, not that kind of baby seal. The baby seal who'd grow up to marry Heidi Klum and sing Kiss from a Rose. Now that's one heck of a... Seal. A star is born.
That was funny.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a...
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Attorney General William Barr, a Justice Department spokeswoman, says has no plans to resign.
Multiple reports suggested he's considering stepping down over the president's tweets about ongoing legal cases. President Trump admitted his tweets are making Barr's job harder while defending using the platform.
Social media for me has been very important.
The president has been vocal about the case of longtime associate Roger Stone, who's set to be sentenced tomorrow on several felony convictions in the Russia probe.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich thanking President Trump for setting him free from prison after 8 years of a 14-year sentence.
I made a whole bunch of mistakes, but I didn't break any laws. I crossed no lines. And the things I talked about doing were legal, and this was routine politics.
Illinois' Republican congressional delegation in a statement condemns the pardon, calling Blagojevich the face of public corruption in the state. He's a Democrat and says he's a Trumpocrat now. America's listening to Fox News.
You had to get that in, didn't you, Chris?
Good morning, old friends.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's on the agenda for today?
We've got a very uplifting show today.
It should be a lot of fun. And,
don't forget.
It's Wednesday.
Work!
All right, everyone, back to work.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Wait, that doesn't sound fun.
Here it is.
Well, back to work.
You have fun, whether you like it or not.
This is the beginning of the show. It's the fun time. We're ready to go.
It's showtime, folks.
I just outside in a sucker hole. That's one of those areas where it stops raining briefly.
Okay.
You think it's over. But it's not, and here's more.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We'll be in and out of the scattered showers today. It's mostly light this morning, but we do have another surge of concentrated heavier rain coming in late tonight and through the day tomorrow. And boy, oh boy, a cold, miserable, drenching rain at that. So today's high... is about what we are right now. We're in the low 60s right now, and I don't think we're going to change much. Yesterday, we had a high of 77. Tonight's low down to about 50, and I don't think we get much warmer during the day tomorrow. I think we hover around 50 with that cold, miserable rain. And then the rain tapers off Thursday night, low temperature 37. Friday, breezy, high 54, cool day, but the sun is back out. We're in the low 30s by dawn Saturday morning. I think Saturday's high will be in the upper 50s, a dry day. Pretty nice day. More rain late Sunday. Right now, this morning, we have cloudy skies, rain in the area. The temperature is 63, 806.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Luke Wire has been in business since 1976 in the heating and air conditioning business, but for over two decades, their plumbing, the plumbing part of the business has been second to none. none. And I know because I'm a, it's now a no-brainer at my house. If I got a plumbing issue, it's going to be plumbing by Luke Wire. I love their professionalism. I have had a not too pleasant experience with other plumbers in town because, for various reasons, some of them just overcharge and some of them charge more if you came out on the weekends or a special, during the holiday or something like that. But they never charge overtime at Plumbing by Luke Wire. I got the whole house plumbing inspection. Great peace of mind because they check out all your plumbing and they look for something that's going to be maybe a lurking major problem, and they fix it before it becomes a major problem. That's really nice, too. Great people to work with. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
All right. We want to give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, and you guys have chosen a conundrum.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we both agreed on that one. Sure did.
All right. It's something that most of us will do more than 18,000 times in our life.
Mm.
No, it's...
not, good God.
No.
Not that.
You know any cigarettes that would be?
If you count by myself, I'm
18,000, let's see, divided by 20, that would be 3,600. That would be 3,600 packs of cigarettes total, if that were the answer, but it's not.
How many packs of cigarettes do you feel like you've smoked in your life?
Oh, my God.
Is there any sort of ballpark you can ever, can you even estimate?
Thousands.
I mean, thousands? Are we talking tens of thousands? Are we talking under 10,000, more than five?
Packs?
Yeah.
Let's put it this way.
I don't mean sitting, yeah. Individual cigarettes, that's got to be up there.
All right, I'm just doing a little math here, and I'm not bragging, believe me, because all I've really been doing is cheating death. Times 20, 0, 0, 4, 14, carry the 1, 44,400.
Packs?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
That's why I have miracle organs. I think I did the math correctly.
God, your timing is so perfect.
I know. I didn't even look up. I didn't want to see the sun rising on the other side of the computer. Anyway, what do you think this is that most of us will do more than 18,000 times in our lifetime?
In our lifetime. Okay.
Yeah.
In our lifetime.
Yeah.
All right, interesting.
I could give a hint, but most of the hints I've come up with are, would kind of give it away.
Yeah, so, I thought of one, too, and it would, you know how I've given away answers before, by actually telling you the answer.
So if you think you want to take a guess at this, 272-9228, everybody that calls qualifies for our end-of-the-week grand prize drawing, and that includes the works at Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, the perfect folks to partner up with on the service of your car, beginning with the fact that they employ certified master technicians for no-doubt diagnosis when that check engine light comes on or some other annoyance. If you... your tire pressure gauges are off. Maybe you need them rotated. They do a rolling inspection, so if there's a hole or a leak, they'll catch it and plug it. They don't even charge you for that. And they accommodate you any way they can to take care of your service. So if you need a ride back to your office or house, just let them know. Order it up at all three locations. They serve Prattville. It's very convenient to Prattville. And, of course, Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison. You have a government job. Just drop your car off and tell them which one of those buildings downtown you need to get back to. And they'll get you back with your car when it's ready at your convenience. And, of course, serving Southeast Montgomery from Bell Road just north of Vaughan. The esprit de corps at all three locations will impress you. They really work hard to make you to partner up with the service of your vehicle. So stop by any of those three locations, get a wholesale price on tires if you need those, and you're good to go at Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Look at those phone lines.
I know. I must have done a very effective job of selling this one. So we'll start with Terry.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, hey, Terry. What's this thing we do 18,000 times in our life?
Bath or shower?
Oh. Bath or shower is a good starter guess, but not the winning answer.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you.
Enjoy the day.
Thank you.
You too. Hartshell.
Hey.
Good morning.
What do you think? Sir. What is this thing that we do 18,000 times in our lifetime?
Well, first of all, I couldn't hear. It was cutting in and out. I couldn't hear the first guess.
The first guess was shower or bath.
And okay, I'm in the same ballpark, but I'm going to say brush your teeth.
Okay.
Brush your teeth.
All right. It's not that, but that's a good one. That's a good answer. Yeah, sure.
Appreciate the call. Have a good day. 272-9228. Owen.
Say spit.
Spit.
Yep.
That's not it.
Not it. And in certain instances, we're really not warm yet.
No, we're not. We're not in the ballpark yet.
Let's try Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Good morning.
Hi.
I was guessing crack your knuckles.
Crack your knuckles. No,
I haven't gotten into that habit. 272-9228. It's a hard thing to listen to.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
There are some people that can, do these bone crunching knuckle cracks.
Yep.
And that makes my flesh grow.
I don't want to hear it.
Oaken Smotus.
Hi.
Hey. Hard shell got mine, but I'm going to take another jab at it. Let's try sneeze.
Sneeze.
No, that's a good one. That's not it. We haven't really gotten close yet, but thank you for trying.
So appreciate we it. Can eliminate...
it's not bodily functions.
Yes, but...
News talkers.
You got to have a functioning body to do it. See what I mean?
Okay.
8:13. Let's try Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Morning.
Hi.
Open the refrigerator door.
Open the refrigerator
that's
door.
A that's a good one.
Nice guess. And that is maybe the best guess so far because you have to have a functioning body to open the refrigerator door. So, good one. 272-9228. Don. And John.
Jan,
I'm sorry. I had a vowel movement.
The first thing that came to my mind was sneeze.
Sneeze,
but that was
guessed. We've had sneeze.
And it's not a function of the body
Nothing bodily function. Not cough.
Oh,
Nothing that like that. You can you think of anything else right off the top of your head?
Cough.
Cough.
Well, that's a bodily function. Yeah, it's
not a bodily function.
Think about it. Call us back.
I smoke 44,000 packs of cigarettes.
Yeah.
I cough a lot. So far, I've been lucky. I got to quit. I was just thinking that downstairs. Isn't that weird how that whole topic came up? 14 minutes after 8, 272-9228. Do we give a hint? Nah, we'll try.
Any hint we could give would be too obvious, I think.
All right. After the next group of calls, I've got a good one, I think, to the worst.
Okay.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Last night, the Montgomery City Council voted 5-3 to approve a 1% occupational tax, which would apply to anyone who works in Montgomery. The tax increase could generate somewhere between $45 to $55 million. Now, there is a proposed bill that would stall Montgomery's efforts to implement the tax without a legislative vote. It has passed in a state Senate committee. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth is proposing legislation that would expedite the process for the death penalty in capital murder cases. The legislation is in response to the record number of police officers killed in the line of duty in Alabama last year, but would apply to all capital murders that occur in Alabama. The bill would shorten the appeals process and shorten the time that courts have to hand down a ruling in a capital murder appeals case. And those are some of the news headlines we're following this morning. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world every single day and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We'll continue the contest, but we have Menthol Meredith on the line talking about the flu.
Well, I'm calling y'all from home because I am sicker than a dog that gobbled up gas station sushi. My boyfriend Burl said it was probably that coronavirus thing, but I only drink Keystone Light, so that ain't it. I'm sure it's the flu, and I know how I got it, too. For Valentine's, Burl took me out to the fanciest Italian restaurant in town, Sal's Discount Steaks. And Burl is so dang romantic, he wanted to impress me by taking the 72-ounce T-Bone Challenge. And while he was doing that, I noticed how people was leaving wine glasses on their table with wine still in them. So I started polishing off glass after glass, and somewhere along the way, I had a nice Pinot Noir with notes of influenza. So now here I am, laid out on the couch, binge-watching Judge Judy and longing for those carefree days when the only thing I was fighting was ringworm and a misdemeanor.
All right, 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Thank you, Menthol Meredith, for checking in. All right, here's the conundrum. The average person will do this 18,000 times in a lifetime.
Right.
We're going to take the next batch of calls. If we don't get a winner, we will give a hint.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough.
Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
Good morning. You must have a functioning body to flush the toilet.
Ah, okay. All right. So that's not it. Well, I'm glad we're off of bodily functions because it's not flush the toilet.
Yeah.
But
we appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, good morning. How about Cook?
Cook.
Okay.
Good. Not it. Nice try.
All right.
272-9228. Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning. How about shut the door?
Shut the door.
That's a good answer.
That's good. No, it's not. That's not where
it's
we're
not
looking
it,
for.
But it's a good answer.
We appreciate it. Thank you. Captain John.
Hey, good morning. If I get this right, Greg, let me tell a quick story. Break the speed limit.
Break the speed limit.
We do that 18,000 times in a lifetime.
I'm afraid I might have done it that many times this morning.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Greg, let me tell you a quick story. You know, I drive a bus for a living, and years ago, I drove for Greyhound. I was running a route from Montgomery to Birmingham, going down the big mountain, 65 north, where the big flag's at.
Right.
State trooper got me. I'm in a Greyhound now, in uniform. Yeah. We had one that come down from up north from Chicago that didn't have a speedometer on it. Uh-huh. You remember the old days when the Greyhounds used to blow past you when you were a little kid and your daddy on the road?
Yeah.
I used to ride Greyhounds when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Greg, if you got a drum roll, do it. I'll tell you how fast I was going.
All right, hang on.
92 miles an hour in a Greyhound.
Oh, my God.
He come up on the bus, and he told everybody what I was doing. And when he got off the bus and got back in the car, everybody cheered. But it ain't right. It was bad of me to do that. I didn't know.
Now, did he write the ticket at 92?
He not only wrote the ticket, but he threw me in the back of the car and threw the ticket at me. So.
Wow.
And I'm not proud of it, but it's going to be the name of a country song one day, Greg, and me and you going to co-write it, okay?
I was driving for the Greyhound.
I've got a lead foot on the
accelerator. All right, buddy,
thank you.
Hold on, you got to see the visual.
I got to get your info.
But I've got a lead foot, you know, it's hard for me to... Remember when you had to drive 55?
That was the worst.
Now we can go 70. Of course, I'll take it up to about 78.
In the early 80s, when
they give you a little leeway, right?
We did these Florida Highway Patrol. Not really.
No.
They may have recorded you at 15 over, but they'll ticket you at 10 if you're nice.
Yeah.
But they're not going to let you go.
Yeah.
But that 55, I don't know how we live with that. As long as we did, it was a joke.
Yeah.
Driving to Orlando from Fort Lauderdale was 4 hours.
Yeah.
I can do that in 2 hours and 45 minutes now.
Thank you.
Without exceeding the speed limit.
Getting to the Atlanta airport is...
It just...
It 55 took, balls. Yeah.
Try going 55 right behind the building here. It seems like you're... And that spared us from all that...
Now people are honking at you if they're behind you. You're going 55.
On Taylor Road.
Yeah, right.
Here's Rodney.
Hey. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
I mean, I was just going to say, blink your eyes.
Oh, another good one. Yeah.
We probably do that a whole lot more than 18,000. 18,000, is that what it is? 18,000 times?
Yeah.
We probably blink our eyes, yeah.
Well, at least I got into the count.
Well, I appreciate it. You're on the list for the grand prize drawing on Friday.
Right? And nothing else matters once you're in that.
Yep.
Is that what I meant to say? I'm not sure.
News talk.
822. Terry Adams and Adams Motors Awards. It may be the 19th of February, but the warm weather is right around the corner, and this is the time to go to Adams Motorsports and get something to enjoy that warm weather with, whether your preference is off-road or on-road. We just had Valentine's Day, and when Terry was in last week, he was telling me how many couples are customers at Adams Motorsports, motorcycles and scooters, mm-hmm. people who do that together. And he says, man, it is a marriage saver for many because there's so much beautiful country here in Alabama. This is a beautiful state. I cannot ride a motorcycle because of a back issue. I was going to learn. Yeah. He was going to set me up with the Motorcycle Foundation Safety Training Program. This is a number of years back. And I was unable to sit without stretching that thing they put in. But the drive I would make, if I had a bike, I would take 231 all the way up to Anniston, because I love going through Nottasalga and the small towns, and it's rural. It's beautiful. That would be on a bike. Off-road, there's so many places you can go off-road in Alabama, enjoy that. And water, whether your thing is to go down to the water at the in L.A. or Florida or our beautiful lakes right here, there's no better way to enjoy it than a Kawasaki jet ski. And they have a limited number of those every year at Adams Motorsports. First come, first serve. And once they're gone, they're gone. Terry's product lines, Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki, Kimco, they all buy their credit standards down so you can get the lowest interest rates with decent credit on anything in the product line at Adams Motorsports, and count on top-notch service after your purchase. They're at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. Open right now at AdamsMotorsports.com. See the much-beloved in glory. Prime Minister of Playtime and his team today. Georgia from...
Hey.
Hey.
Alabama.
Yeah.
I have not contributed to those stats for tickets.
Uh-huh.
Or speeding.
Oh.
Because I have never had a ticket. And I am 71. I've been driving for 55 years.
Good for you. That's amazing.
And I've never had a ticket.
Well, today's the day.
I know. You're right. Because I'm aware of my speed.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying I've never gone over the speed limit.
Right.
But if I see that I've gone over a little bit, I slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have one accident that I was in Winn-Dixie parking lot, and it was rainy and whatever, and I ran into a light pole.
It
was cement. It wasn't painted.
My friend Marianne had the same thing happen. I think it was in the same store. It may have been the same parking lot, one of those cement things.
Yep.
She went to MPB. They took care of business for her.
I guess that made up for my not having any ticket.
I'll tell you what. Parking lots are tenuous business. It really is.
They are.
Yeah.
Well, thank you
for the call. Yeah. We appreciate it.
And let's hear it for your safe driving skills.
Please clap.
Thank you, Jeffrey. 826.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on I-85 northbound at Mount Meigs just before Chantilly. And heavy traffic this morning has got a slowdown on 85 southbound past Chantilly Parkway to Taylor. Another slowdown from the Eastern Boulevard past Perry Hill Road and Ann Street to Mulberry. On 85 northbound at Taylor Road, we've got an accident there causing a little bit of a backup. 65 southbound at the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. We've got busy traffic there. Spotty congestion around the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, and the 31s also still busy. Use caution, drive carefully, and a minor accident now, Virginia Loop at Troy Highway. Very minor. Hopefully that'll be out of the way in just minutes. Well, the lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. And more are on the way. They gotta go. That means you get to save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm Beth Kellum. There are people who want me off the Court of Criminal Appeals because they think that someone else will be softer on criminals or replace criminal justice with social justice. But that's not what serving as a judge is all about. A judge's job is first and foremost to respect the Constitution. That means making sure the punishment fits the crime, and it means following the law, not legislating from the bench.
Beth Kellum brings decades of criminal and appellate law experience to the bench, and Beth Kellum's seen it all.
When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. That's where experience counts.
Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 241511, Montgomery, 36124. BethKellum.com.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
If you live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more, C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Price. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to, and right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only $99 at my favorite jewelry store, Marguerite's. Offer good while supplies last. Stop by today. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road, and they're open 7 days a week. Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Megan took a flight. In Canada, they went through the Office of Immigration. Leaving their cushy royal life to watch hockey and eat poutine like any good Canadian. Put maple syrup on their pancakes with a side of Canadian bacon. Tim Hortons coffee. They'll end their sentences with A, mispronouncing about as a boot. Trading in the crowns for a needed winter toque. Harry's done with fox hunting, he's gonna hunt for moose. Left the UK, moved to Canada.
Talk 93.1 of MWACV, where we play one great song after another. They have unveiled the new Dubai Jetman stunt jetpack.
Jetpack! Jetpack! Jetpack!
I would fly that thing around to all the places. To the grocery store.
Food out by Cosmos Den.
Jetpack. I have to make sure someone there opens the door.
Jetpack. Now you look at that picture. How could you not want one of those?
Gosh.
You say you look at the picture, but if you see it in motion,
yeah,
it's amazing. He does a lot of hovering and kind of low flying. But then he, like, lets it go and just zooms.
Oh, that looks like awesome fun.
If we,
That is literally that dream where you can fly.
Uh-huh.
If we get you that for your birthday on the 27th of September, would you fly it? Would you fly it in front of us?
Yes.
Over the Alabama River, maybe?
I mean, I'd have to fly to...
No, just to right out. Just step right outside.
Yeah, right.
We had a call, by the way, talking about weather, we had a call from Doug from Prattville,
mm-hmm.
who said, we keep talking, we've mentioned a few times about weather stations.
Yeah.
And wanted to know some recommendations from you as to some home weather stations.
Mine is way too expensive. It's the Davis Pro.
Yeah, the one you got me was the Accurite 5-in-1.
Accurite, then that's a great weather station.
Yeah,
right?
The Accurite 5-in-1.
It's affordable. Yeah.
My uncle has that one out on his property that he's got up in Jemison, where they got they built a little lake there. And
who's the friend that called? Who called in? What's the guy's name?
About this? Yeah. Oh, Doug from Prattville. Okay. He didn't want to go
so
there.
So, Doug, the thing is, you don't have to spend a lot of money. And second, you're able to look at your weather information on your phone.
On my phone, yes.
That is so cool.
And I can tell you right now that we have had in Prattville 0.33 inches of rain so far since midnight tonight.
So I've got the Pro one, and it's expensive. It's like the Cadillac. It's called the Davis Pro, Vantage Pro. But yours is just as, yours is fine. It's a great weather station.
Put it this way, no weather station, regardless of the weather station, it's not going to make you have more weather at your house. You know what I'm saying? And then everybody gets weather.
The one you've got is a rain gauge. It doesn't report to the internet, but
I've got the Abacus. That's the one.
No, you've got the Oregon Scientific. It's about $48, and you put it outside in a unrestricted area, and guess what? In your house, it radios the information.
Yeah. And you swore me in on that, about 3 years ago?
Yeah, right? That was fun.
And it still works.
Yeah.
My buddy Tony the Handyman put up the set up for it.
It's out in the yard.
Installed it.
Yeah.
And it's in an area where it can't be influenced by gutter snipe and
sure.
trees.
Yeah.
Which I put batteries in mine, by the way, in October when I got that set up. Yeah. I still have not yet had to replace the batteries yet.
I replaced mine yesterday in both units. Do you do that outside and inside?
When you do that, do you have to reset everything?
It resets for the year, unfortunately.
Oh.
So, yeah, it'll reset. It'll go back to zero for the year.
Is the best time to, what about the clock?
Oh, well, the clock is easy to... That's easy to fix.
Want to come over for some free food?
Oh, sure. Not a problem.
Oh, 8:37 on News Talk 93.1 FM. All right, and I'm looking at the radar. And I was just outside. It started dripping after that sucker hole passed over.
Today there's not going to be a lot of rain as far as adding to your totals. But boy, oh boy, that changes late tonight and tomorrow.
Let's find out more.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
All right, so we were just talking about rainfall totals. Listen to this. The Montgomery Airport has now had 2.69 inches. That's the storm total. That's a lot. And I think we're going to have 2 to 3 inches more. So, you know, this could be in the 5 to 6 inch range for this one storm. It's a pretty big deal. So today, scattered showers around from time to time. A cooler day after 77 yesterday. How about 60 today? So in other words, we're going to hover not too far from where we are right now. Another surge of rain late tonight and tomorrow. And boy, oh boy, a cold, drenching rain with a low tonight 50. Tomorrow, we'll hover in the low 50s at best. A miserable day. Rain tapers off Thursday evening, Thursday night. Low temperature down to about 37 as it turns colder. Friday is a breezy day with a high temperature up to about 54. And then we'll be in the low 30s by dawn Saturday morning. Saturday's a nice day, though. Upper 50s for a high. That's cool, but it'll be dry, nice, and then more rain by late Sunday. Right now, this morning, light rain out at Maxwell. No rain at Danley at the moment, but 62 degrees, cloudy skies, 8:39, unless you're in the Pacific time zone.
One of the topics we're sure to discuss this afternoon on Happy Hour, I'll bet Joey and Jack and Dan give it a little attention to the, and from what my friend Ray, who went to the city council meeting, said last night, there wasn't a single person that spoke in support of the tax, and the council passed it anyway. That's called taxation without representation. If you have a comment, I've got it on my Facebook page. I would love, if you can't call in this afternoon, to put a few words there so we can share them with the listeners this afternoon.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Well, as folks pull into their parking lot at work, we are seeing a drop in the number of cars on the road, but we're still a little bit busy. Got some congestion, 85 southbound at Chantilly Parkway, also at Perry Hill Road and Street over to Mulberry on 85 southbound. 65 southbound at the 143, only a slight slowdown there now. We've got some congestion at the major intersections around the boulevard. 231 and 31 are both still a little busy, and we have an accident on West Bridge Street as you head out of town towards Elmore, just past Opethiola. So watch out there for emergency vehicles taking care of that minor accident. Keeping your pet safe and at home is what Invisible Fence is all about. And training is everything. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence. She is the best. 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth is announcing new legislation that would expedite the process for the death penalty in capital murder cases. The legislation is in response to the record number of police officers killed in the line of duty last year in Alabama, but would apply to all Alabama capital murder cases. The bill would shorten the appeals process and shorten the time that courts have to hand down a ruling in a capital murder appeals case.
Last night, Montgomery City Council voted 5-3 to approve a 1% occupational tax, which would apply to anyone who works in Montgomery. The tax increase could generate somewhere between $45 to $55 million. Now, there is a proposed bill that would stall Montgomery's efforts to implement the occupational tax without a legislative vote. It is now passed in a state Senate committee. I'm Jalea Brooks with some of your news headlines this morning. For updates on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Let's face it, moving is stressful, whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
It's time for the 2020 Home Building and Remodeling Expo, brought to you by the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association, February 21st through the 23rd at the Montgomery Multiplex at Crampton Bowl. Find new ideas and new concepts for your home. Find the perfect vendor for your home building and remodeling project and see Sean O'Neill, Fox TV's MasterChef winner. For more information and money-saving coupons, log on to gmhba.org or call the GMHBA office at 334-277-7766.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about apocalyptic plagues.
Very important.
The world is overrun by plagues. The apocalypse is no fun, no time to be scared. Straighten out your affairs. Put on some clean underwear so you're not caught dead in dirty ones. Locusts, disease, flooding, earthquakes, volcanoes. I don't recognize this planet. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. Ready, kids? 6 o'clock to the hour. Well, you get the idea, kids. The world is gonna end someday, and there's nothing you can do about it. Barney loves you.
Oh, I tell you that Barney. Janelle had her picture taken with the guy who did the voice of Barney.
Is that right?
Oh, really?
She couldn't wait to send that to me. Yeah. They went to, she went to some expo. A couple of people from the office were there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that touched me. Yeah. I have really not played these Barney things, but this one
arrived. They stopped
today.
Making them for you?
No, they still make them, but actually I was trying to be considerate.
Joey!
Because he gets all bent out of shape.
Yes,
you know?
He doesn't like that.
He's all grown up now, and I don't want to feel like I'm holding him back.
Grown up.
Let's bring in the great Ayatollah Jean Khamenei.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. Don't you, City Council? Here are your Morning Maroon nominees. I should just read the City Council. Moving on. not going to do that because we have dummies from elsewhere. Oh, by the way, they came out with a list of the best and worst United States capitals.
Right.
And we didn't make either list, which is good.
Oh, okay.
We could have, you know, Trenton and other places are worse than us. As a matter of fact,
I'd like to see that list.
Five best capitals: Austin, Raleigh, Madison, Wisconsin, Denver, and Lincoln, Nebraska. The five worst: Trenton, Charleston, West Virginia, Carson City, Nevada, Baton Rouge, and Hartford.
Baton Rouge.
Where did I make the list? I will find out where you rank.
Baton Rouge.
Come back for my next break. This is called It Is.
Oh, Baton Rouge.
Nominee number one: a 36-year-old woman in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Repeatedly called 911 last week after her mommy and daddy stopped paying for her cell phone.
Sorry.
Oh, 911?
Saloni Katarpal in Jackson Township, Ohio. You know where that is?
I do not know where Jackson is.
So no. Mommy and daddy were paying for the cell phone. She called 911 to demand the cops go to her house because her parents cut off her service. After she repeatedly called.
I heard that different for a split second.
Arrested her for disrupting public services, which is a felony.
Well,
then she called 911 to complain that mommy and daddy won't come
she up to she
bed.
Called on another phone, I guess, because they cut off her phone.
Cut off her service. Yeah.
Actually, no, you can still use your phone for emergencies like
oh,
that.
Oh, for 911?
Yes. Yeah. You can still use your phone.
Yeah.
We next go to Memphis, Tennessee. A 50-year-old woman there named Tony Rogers. She was arrested Sunday for stabbing her first cousin after an argument. He's also her boyfriend, which made this kind of a weird issue. They argued on Sunday. She stabbed him twice, once outside. And then he went inside to clean the wound and stabbed him again. And that's when he said, you know what, I better call the police before they find me in pieces here. She's been charged with aggravated assault. And this is the weirdest, one of the weirdest I've ever seen. 52-year-old guy named Robert Lee Noy.
Mm-hmm.
He's putting the
Oy.
Noy in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, has been in an on-again, off-again relationship for 20 years with a 37-year-old woman named Jill Shelton. On Monday night, she was over at Robert's house, and they got into an argument. According to her, he threatened her and told her to sit and watch Roots with him so she could better understand her racism. And he said, I'll kill you if you don't.
Yeah.
God.
It's not clear whether he forced her to watch the original Roots miniseries. I know it's been on Sundance recently. Or the 2016 remake, but he was arrested for harassment and false imprisonment.
Now, between the 911 girl and the stab your boyfriend, the Roots guy is my favorite.
You know what? Well, because you know you're supposed to understand your racism, but when you are forcing somebody to do something, isn't that kind of called slavery?
Yeah, and
seems to defeat the point of the argument.
By the way, it's like a 20-hour thing, isn't it?
And yeah,
it's
yeah.
Really a long miniseries.
What an imbecile! What an ultra maroon!
Every day, I keep thinking, what are we going to come up with next for that segment that could possibly be any crazier
right,
than what we
right,
just did?
Right.
If you, we had Mr. Vindman, the founder of Adams Drugs, in our studio recently, and he was addressing the crisis that patients are facing at box store pharmacies. This is, again, it's going to take more years for the trickle-down effects of the Obamacare law and how it affects patients. But what's happening now with mergers and other deals being done, people are finding themselves, as I have said many times, one face in a sea of faces and not getting personal, customized service. I mean, when it gets to the point where you've got to double check your bag like you're going through a fast food place, you always should. But at Adams Drugs, they do it right there in front of you. They also have time to consult you on prescriptions. And they just never give you that. We don't have time for this kind of attitude. But they are rushed and crushed at the big chain store pharmacies now after mergers and so forth. This is, you know, personal attention to your health is something you should demand, not deserve, demand. You don't have to demand it at Adams Drugs. That's been their approach. They're local. They have a state-of-the-art computer system so they can get your insurance information in a matter of seconds. And then you can experience that I matter feeling. You know, they really do care. They appreciate my business, and they have time for me. That's so important. They also have all your over-the-counter stuff, the bonus gift shops with beautiful features that are very seasonal in nature. And if you need a peanut butter cup and a Coke to get you through the day, you can get one of those, too, at any of the 12 Adams Drugs locations. Health clinics available in Montgomery, Prattville, and Wetumpka. Look it all up at adamsdrugs.net and become a customer today. You'll be happy you made that choice.
Well, as folks pulled into their parking lot at work, we are seeing a drop in the number of cars on the road, but we're still a little bit busy. Got some congestion, 85 southbound at Chantilly Parkway, also at Perry Hill Road and Street over to Mulberry on 85 southbound. 65 southbound at the 143, only a slight slowdown there now. We've got some congestion at the major intersections around the boulevard. 231 and 31 are both still a little busy, and we have an accident on West Bridge Street as you head out of town towards Elmore, just past Opethiola. So watch out there for emergency vehicles taking care of that minor accident. Keeping your pet safe and at home is what Invisible Fence is all about. And training is everything. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence. She is the best. 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed-release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S. who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Just don't tell Mike.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everyone's talking about the Houston Astros.
You cheated.
Every single guy over there needs a beating.
Yes, the Astros are ready for another winning season. So get all your Astros merchandise, like jerseys that say the Houston Asterix. And they buzz every time a fastball is thrown. Astros hats with removable Velcro letters. So you can make your hat say Houston Rats. And each hat comes with a dangling earpiece. So you can steal the pitch signs just like the pros.
Coming.
Their new mascot, Astro from the Jetsons. Rot reading. Their patch no longer says Houston strong, it says Houston wrong. So don't miss the Astros opening day, March 26th in Anaheim. It'll be unbelievable. Brought to you by MLB, which stands for Major League Blunder.
Yeah, something like, I don't know, 800, 1,000 Dodger fans bought tickets because the Astros don't play in Los Angeles this year.
Right.
And bought tickets for the game they're playing just to the south in Anaheim to give them holy hell. And this is really starting to spin out of control. I think you could even see the commissioner of baseball lose his job now because he's handled it so poorly. Yeah.
What did he say about metal? He called the World Series... what would you call
The World Series trophy, which is 30 flags, and your flag is at the peak.
Just a piece of metal.
You know, they get paid millions of dollars to play. I get that. But real athletes who play with a passion, that's what they're ultimately playing for. I always feel sad when I think of my hero, Ernie Banks, when I was a kid growing up in Chicago. One of the best guys that ever put on a baseball uniform. Mm-hmm. One of the best people that ever put on a uniform. And he never got to play in the postseason. Thank you, New York Mets, 1969. Disgusting. So I think by the end of this week, you will see him rescind or vacate that World Series championship of 2017. And you may even see him leave. I mean, right now, he's not real popular with the owners or players, and if they don't like you, they're not going to keep you. I wish my buddy, Mr.
Joey,
was here because he's my sports pal. I'm sure he's got salient points to make on it.
Your go-to sports guy.
But, you know, he's gotten too big for his britches, so he's probably getting ready for his show.
He's doing something with ESPN right now.
Which is next. By the way, good news, the market up so far today. And if you want the full scoop on what happens with your money, join us with Brant McDonald right after 5 o'clock this afternoon on News Talk 93.1 FM. This is also the day that Jay Quellen. Yeah, and Dana Delp will come and join us this afternoon. So we'll see you at 3.
Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale, but it's also my anniversary month, so we're having a month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Serta's, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices.